from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
Now, Nigel, I noticed in recent episodes that the time spent on air has crept up. So we, years ago when we started this, we always said that From Scratch should be a fairly short, sharp little bit of conversation to get people thinking.
Indeed,
so I think
we did.
We should attempt to do that if we can. And I don't think it's too long. We're getting up into the 8, 9, 10 minutes, which I don't think is too bad. But maybe this week we should try and stick under that.
Our 5 minute deadline. Okay. Well, let's try. See if we can get back to 5 or 6 minutes. I think that's a good idea. Let's try.
Okay. So the topic of conversation this week is how to find your voice in learning and development. It's something you wrote about recently, and it's something that I think is incredibly important because I think we need diverse voices in this sector. I think there are great opportunities right now to really shift things for the better.
You are right. There's a big but with a capital B, Martin. And one of the things that I've talked to several groups in several countries about this, and my insight from that was that there are a lot of people who talk about that, but actually don't want it because it's too hard. It means putting themselves on the line in a sense. And that is too hard for some people. So I think that there's that health warning in a way that if you really want to have that profile, change your relationship with the organization, it's not an easy process. It's actually quite difficult. And if you don't want it, fundamentally you don't want it, then you really shouldn't start on the process because it will be a pretty unpleasant and unhappy experience. But if you do, it's eminently possible. Now, we're at this amazing ice-melting moment when it's all a bit of a sludge. Organisations are not as fixed in their ways or in their structures or in their reporting lines or in their organisations as they were 1 year ago. So you can make a difference now, and when things begin to refreeze, if you're in a different place, guess what? That's where you'll end up. So I did this because I thought it was time. I shared your frustration, Martin, but I thought there was a real chance and a real opportunity for making a difference in organizations. And that's why I came up with my ABC. And the A was really for action. You've really got to do things differently. And just doing the same old, you know, it's obvious. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same outcome. And as Einstein said, only madness results from believing anything different. So I think that people almost disappear in the organization. People in L&D are invisible for the large part. They're visible to their teams. They're visible maybe to a small minority, but for the large part, they're invisible. And I think you've got to get out of that. It's like, you know, I use the, in the article for Training Journey, I use the metaphor of the Zoom window. You know, you've got to work out how you go from being a postage stamp at the bottom right-hand corner to being full screen, even if it's only full screen temporarily. And you can only do that through action. And you can only do that by really understanding your organization. And the thing that alarms me in a way is how little many people know about the organization they're supposed to be serving. So my B is the business focus. You've really got to get out there, and you only understand by talking. Go talk to people, find out what's frustrating them. And it was so clear in the early days of COVID that L&D, who said, my goodness me, the organization has a problem, we'll step in. They need this, we'll deliver it. They need that, we'll deliver it. Were the successful ones, and those who waited for permission or said, maybe there's 5 more compliance courses we could make people do by April. That they really didn't cut it at all. And then C is about contribute, but think about your message. What do you want? What is the purpose of L&D inside your organization? And if your purpose is to have a really good LMS and deliver thousands of courses, a few more each year, and have the data that proves people sat down and completed them, then I don't, is that what organizations really need now? It just seems completely hollow at the moment. When they're hurting, they're breaking, they don't know what they're doing. They need someone to help pull the organization together and repurpose it, refocus it to allow work to happen, to allow good work to happen. And a few compliance courses here or there doesn't make any difference whatsoever. So I just, that's the essence of it, Martin. It's just trying to get people to seize this unique opportunity, this unique moment, to move their operation a bit closer to the center and a bit further away from the periphery. That was as simple as that. What would you say? Would you agree or would you disagree?
Well, in the 3 seconds left that we've given ourselves today, I would absolutely agree with that. I think also I'd love to see more voices external to the organization, so actually across the industry. And that's a really tough gig, because that means putting yourself out there in front of your peers. Social media can be, you know, a great place to be. It can also be a tough place to be. But I think there are lots of people in learning and development who are very supportive. And we saw this in some of our Barcamp events that we've got. We've had new people put themselves forward to share their stories, and their stories have been really, really interesting. And just getting new people to share the new different things they're doing is just really, really positive and important. So I would encourage people to do exactly what you've said, but also think about how you might be able to do that externally.
You're right. Look outside. I agree with you entirely. Look inside and explore the organization. Look outside and steal ideas and gain insights and find out what's going on. That combination of inside and outside is very powerful. Right. So, Martin, we're pretty much on time. 7 minutes. Not too bad. Well done.
Well done, too. Thanks, Nigel.
Thank you, Martin. From scratch.